hard to love Mila, like Jesus says. She is so annoying. I think God is getting annoyed with me, too.
I don't know about that. God has way more patience than you or me. Hi, welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Sometimes it's tough to love someone who makes your life hard. So do you think that God is like that too? Like he's getting annoyed because you make mistakes as a Christian? God knows you're not perfect. He wants you to follow him with all your heart, but he's not going to give up on you or get annoyed. Here's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Now let's listen to our story. It's called Teaching Patience. With a big sigh, Peyton dropped her books on the table and flopped into the chair beside her mother. "Something wrong?" Mom asked, closing her laptop. "It's Mila," Peyton replied. "You know, that annoying girl in my class? I can't help it. I just don't like her at all." "I know it can be hard to love some people, especially those who seem to make life more difficult," said Mom. "But Jesus loves them, and he wants us to love them too." "I know," said Peyton, "but I don't think I'll ever be able to love Mila the way I'm supposed to." She sighed. "God must be getting pretty annoyed with me." Mom laughed. "I don't think God's annoyed with you, honey. He's always patient and loving with his children. Ask him to help you remember that so you can treat Mila the same way. Dad and I will pray about it too." "Okay," Peyton said. "I just hope God doesn't give up on me." She stood up. "Can I make some chocolate chip cookies, Mom?" "Sure," said Mom. "Need any help?" "Nope, I can handle it." As Peyton got out the ingredients, her 4-year-old brother burst into the kitchen. "Hey, buddy, want to learn how to make cookies?" Peyton asked.
"Yeah."
Otto jumped up and down in excitement. "You know, Peyton, teaching Otto to make cookies will take some patience," Mom said.
"That's okay," said Peyton. "I'll give him all the help he needs."
"You won't get annoyed with him and give up?" Mom asked.
"Of course not. I know he's little and needs extra time to learn things."
"Well, you don't think God is less patient than you are, do you?" asked Mom.
No, Peyton said, a bit confused.
Mom smiled. "Just like you'll be patient with Otto as you help him learn to make cookies because he's your little brother and you love him, Jesus will be patient with you. He loves you so much he died to save you, and he will patiently teach you to love others. He's not ever going to give up on you. Trust him to help you learn and grow to be more like him, no matter how long it takes." So how about you? Are you impatient with your spiritual growth? Or are you frustrated that you find it difficult to love people or resist doing things you know are wrong? Don't give up. Jesus knows you have a lot to learn. He loves you and he won't give up on you. Trust him to be patient and give you strength as you grow to be more like him and show others his love. Our key verse is Philippians 1:6.
"He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus."
And our key thought for today? Trust God to be patient. If you're looking for some fun new stuff to do with your family, Keys for Kids Ministry has just the book for you. It's called The 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. It's got journals, puzzles, and games. You'll also enjoy stories every day, and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. Just ask Mom or Dad for help and then take them to our shop. It's at keysforkids.org. Click shop to find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions at keysforkids.org. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.